Hi, Krishna. Greetings from the Bhakti Center. I think what I'm going to do today is just discuss the Rath Yatra story. Om Janata Parambatsya Gananjana Shalakaya Daksur and Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurude Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Apitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadaki Sapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vicha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So again, greetings from the Bhakti Center. Yeah, pretty exhausting day, but very, very blissful day. Wonderful, wonderful Rath Yatra, the best I've attended there. Looked almost like there was three times as many devotees as ever before. When I left at 7 o'clock, it was almost like the park was pulsating still from the holy name. And it was just really nice, but exhausting. It's kind of the day after. So... we'll talk about the Rath Yatra Lila, the Lord's ecstatic dancing at the Rath Yatra. Of course, Sri Chaitanya is a very interesting conception of divinity. Not, it's the real conception of divinity, but it makes so much sense that God must be one, non-dual, in the sense that there is, doesn't mean there's no variety. That means that it's everything is the same substance, which is God. Just like my body has variety, but my body is one. Everything in my body is my body. In a similar way, God must be consciousness, which is inclusive of everything. And then who's enjoying love? Which requires a type of distinction for the exchange of love. And then God, to enjoy love fully, and I've explained this many times, love is an energy that's enjoyed from two perspectives. You can enjoy the love energy of love as the object of love or the beloved, or is the subject of love, or the lover. God is enjoying love as the object of love, or the beloved, and devotee is enjoying love as the subject of love, or the lover. It's the same energy, and the simple example I often use is motherly love. You can be the object of motherly love, the child, the beloved, or you can be the subject of the motherly love, the mother or the lover of the child. They're both enjoying motherly love, but the subject or the lover enjoys better than the object or the beloved. So for Krishna to be complete, he must also be Chaitanya. He must also be his own devotee. So the story of Chaitanya is God becoming a devotee, which means, which devotee he wants to become his topmost devotee. And when? At the height of her love, which are the moments of separation. So, and love is in relationship. You want love of Godhead, you have to find out and then nourish and develop your relationship with God. Love means friendship. Love means conjugal love. Love means parental love. Love means mood of service or appreciation. So the story of Chaitanya is God becoming his best devotee. So we have this wonderful story, wonderful history of God becoming his best devotee. And it's very interesting. God doesn't have love of Godhead because he's the beloved of his devotees. The devotees are the lovers of God. So they have love of Godhead, love of Godhead, love of God, love of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes birth, but he doesn't have love of Godhead until he takes initiation from his guru and infuses him with that sense, some vandavisheshgyan of one's relationship with Krishna. And then we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. And we get a sense of how you develop that. Now you have to understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a Bahirangi Hetu and an Antarangi Hetu. He has an external reason for his appearance and an internal reason. But external does not mean superficial. It means the cause that is outside of himself. In other words, the reason he comes for others. And the Antarangi Hetu is the internal cause, means the reason he comes for himself. So, but they're also connected because he wants to give spontaneous love. Krishna wants to give spontaneous love, and therefore he has to come up as his devotee to deliver it, and he has to relish spontaneous love, which means he has to come as his devotee to relish. Spontaneous love, if you can use the English word, otherwise known as kevala bhakti, only bhakti, means love that is free from anything external to love, which is obligation, fear, and distance. So when you worship God in his majesty, it's so exalted and so wonderful, but still there's some obligation in it. There's some duty in it. There's some fear of not doing it. And it's not intimate. So there's some distance. So the whole purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is to taste that kind of love and actually give that type of love. So, in the Gaur Lila, the last 18 years of his life is called the Sesha Lila, the end Lila, and that's done in Puri, where he's to really focus on cultivating Ragatmaka Bhakti, or Raganuga Bhakti. Because he's setting an example with the Acharya. He's come to cultivate that. So he shows us how to cultivate it. The first thing is you have to have it. And that comes from Guru. And from reading the Bhagavatam and reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita and following Krishna consciousness, then that seed of our relationship with God that seed which is given by Guru Ramanda Bhamate Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Pasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach that seed of our that seed of our relationship with Krishna, our inherent relationship, given by Guru, given by the devotees. And then one has to nourish it. And the way one nourishes it is that one worships the deity who is the form of the object of love, the relationship that one desires. So if it's parental love, then the object is Kumar, Krishna as a child, and one may worship Bal Krishna, little deity of Krishna as a little child. And then if the object of love Krishna as a friend, then one will worship Krishna and Balaram. Because Balaram is the head of all the suckers, the cowherd. And if one wants Krishna as a lover, one will worship Krishna as Kishore, 11 to 16, and the deities of Radha and Krishna. And one will listen to the pastimes where that love is exhibited most prominently and aspire to serve Krishna as one of the devotees who has that love. And one will hear those pastimes and stories, and one will hear the songs expressing those sentiments, all with the purpose of developing a sambandha or relationship with the holy name, a personal relationship. The holy name is one's friend, the holy name is one's lover, the holy name is one's child. So, Lord Chaitanya, for the internal reason for his descent, he goes the last 18 years of his life to Puri, where he worships the form of Lord Jagannath, which is the perfect deity to develop what the mood of service of Radharani, because Jagannath is the deity of Krishna that is exhibiting the symptoms of separation from Radharani, which is the highest form of love of her, exhibited by Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya worships that deity, even to the extent when he goes to South India traveling, he carves a deity of Lord Jagannath and installs the sense of that mood within that deity and worships that deity. And he hears the songs and then he does kirtan. And within the process of that, developing that relationship with the holy name, doing kirtan with others is especially powerful, especially those who have a similar mood of devotion. So Lord Chaitanya in Puri does Sankirtan. He does congregational chanting to exchange love with his devotees, and to develop that mood of love, especially in relation to Jagannath. And specifically as Lord Chaitanya, if you see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, was meditating specifically on those pastimes of Radha at the height of the love he was aspiring for, like when Krishna leaves the Ras Lila, we see that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Akura is taking Krishna from Vrindavan. And he's also meditating on the pastime at Kurukshetra. And the pastime of Kurukshetra is Radharani in the highest mood of love, in separation, in union. Because after 96 years in her self-same youthful body, meeting Krishna in the self-same youthful body, during a time of the solar eclipse, when it's externally inauspicious, but eternally auspicious, because one generally goes to a holy place and chants the holy name and bathes in a holy river. So the residents of Vrindavan go to Kurukshetra, the residents of Dwarka go to Kurukshetra, and Krishna's meeting Radha after 96 years. Radha's meeting Krishna. So when she comes and she sees Krishna, Krishna is he's on a horse in royal Raja Vesh, royal dress of a king, surrounded by people who have the mood of reverence for him as a king. And therefore, Krishna manifests in a very formal way, where the intimate side of himself, specifically as the lover of Radha, is not manifest. So really, Krishna is not manifest. So there's great, great, great separation. In fact, the separation is so great that Radharani is in the most anxiety, even more when Krishna is not there. Because he's there, but he can't manifest himself as her lover. And therefore, her sentiments of separation from Krishna, who is her lover, becomes the most intense, to the extent that when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was asked, if there's any place you prefer to do your bhajan where it would be, he surprised people by saying Kurukshetra, which is usually associated with Krishna, you know, as the regulator of religious principles, and not as the intimate lover of Radharani. So they said, why would you want to be in Kurukshetra? You can be in Vrindavan, you can be in Navadvipa, you can be in Puri. Why in Kurukshetra? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that's because I am Radhika Dasyam, I'm the servant of Radha, and that was her greatest moment of need. Her greatest moment of need. So this Rathyatra pastime is very much an important component of Lord Chaitanya's internal reason for appearing, to relish the love of Radharani in a moment of separation. Because Jagannath is the deities of Krishna at Kurukshetra, and that ecstatic separation from Radharani being taken back to Vrindavan by Radha. Because when she sees Krishna, she's in such separation. And Lord Chaitanya quoted a verse that was a facsimile of the sentiments at Rathyatra. He quoted this verse that was a facsimile of the sentiments that Radharani was experiencing. It's the same moonlight night of the month of Chaitra, the same sweet Malati breezes are blowing in the air, but I'm not happy here because I want you back in the days of my youth in Vrindavan, where you can be yourself, where you can be my lover, where you can be intimate. So the Rathyatra festival is in that mood. And Lord Chaitanya was completely in that mood, in that festival. And as he was chanting and dancing, and the he would organize the kirtan parties. He would choose one person as a lead singer with five responders. He would have two expert madanga players and one lead dancer. And then they made four parties. The first party had Swarup Damodar, who was the best kirtanier, as the kirtan leader, and the Dvaitacharya as the dancer. The second party had Srivas Thakur as the lead singer, and Nityananda as the lead dancer. The third party had Mukunda as the lead singer, and the senior Haridas Thakur as the dancer. The fourth party had Govinda Ghosh and had Vakreshwar Pandit. So it's Raganuga means following. They follow this dance. They follow the kirtan to please Krishna. It's very, very beautiful. And so Lord, and then there's three other parties from Shantipur, Kanda, and Kulidegram. And then there's two parties in the front, one each on the side, and three in the back. And I think there's 14 parties in all. There's no seven parties, 14 madangas. And at a particular time, Lord Chaitanya is He's dancing in each party, Alaka, Alaka Chakra, firebrand whirling and whirling and dancing and dancing. This is a process of just forgetting oneself. Just completely forgetting oneself in the dancing. And then he's going so fast between the parties that he appears to be in each one simultaneously. And then all the parties join together and the rumble of the Madonga sounds like thunder and the devotees are crying, genuine tears of ecstasy. So it produces almost like this thundercloud with rain. And then Lord Chaitanya starts to spin and spin and spin, losing himself in the kirtan and then developing. It was here in the Rathiatra, in this mood, that Lord Chaitanya began to manifest the astika sattvika bhav, the eight bodily transformations, to the fullest extent, which means to the longest duration, to the most intense expression, to the greatest pervasiveness over his body. And he was just dancing and in incredible ecstasy, and then sometimes offering prayers, relishing the mood that he came to experience was the love of Radha at her greatest moment of need, at her greatest height, at the greatest height of her separation. So it's a wonderful pastime, and it was just so wonderful to see. I've for the last few years really been cultivating a lot of people in New York City. You know, and seeing so many of those men who are kind of, you know, haven't formally joined an institution, but see them with bead bags. And then I remember towards the end of the parade, about seven of these ladies from outside, they all came to me to say hello, and they were all wearing saris. And I saw them sitting in Madhava's kirtan, and I went after 2 hours, walked around, came back, sat, they're still there. So, so this is really just a wonderful set. I don't have so much time today, so I'm anybody have questions? Anyone like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Who's it? Gail. Any questions, Gail?
Yeah, it's when I ask you all the time. I just need repetition. That's all. Can you just explain again?
What?
Repetition.
Oh, you heard this before.
No, I need. I mean, my question is one I'm always asking you, but I just need to hear the answer over and over, it seems.
Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah. Can you explain again why the form of Lord Jagannath is the one that nourishes Krishna's mood, I mean, Chaitanya's mood to have that mood of Radharani?
Okay, this is a real tough question, because I'm not sure I have even a verse or section about it, but I do remember some stories about it. But there actually are stories of the Jagannath deity. There are stories of Jagannath deity of, you know, something, Radha going. There's many stories of the Jagannath deity where that form is Krishna in incredible separation from Radharani, meeting her. I forgot the story. At our Puri Yatra, Madhavananda tells the story. Gaura Govinda Maharaj had a little book called Three Logs of Wood. I forgot the exact story, but there are several stories, right? There are several stories about that deity, how it became Krishna in ecstatic symptoms of separation from Radharani. I forgot in the Rathayatra story where it's told where he goes and then Radharani is in near separation, dying in separation from him, and Krishna's seeing that. These are like classical and ultimate symptoms of the hands go within the body, the eyes become wide. I don't remember the stories right now, but they definitely are there.
Mm-hmm. And so when Lord Chaitanya sees that form, it's more that it evokes somehow or other. Anyway, never mind.
Okay, this is how I put it together. From that, from that idea that it's Krishna in separation from Radharani. So to meditate on that deity is the deity that's expressing the greatest love for Radha. So if Krishna is aspiring to that mood, it's a perfect deity and it's worth it. Okay, Gail?
Okay, of course the train made noise right at the end there, but I'll listen to the recording. Okay,
right,
thank you.
Right, that's why I said all right, Gail. Okay. Okay, anyone else like to say hello?
Hari Bol Maharaj, it's Shastra Das.
Shastra Prabhu. I do plan on coordinating getting out there one day with Kirtanacharya Arjuna Das.
Okay.
From Rehoboth. Okay. Hi, Bo.
Hi, Bo.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Govind Bhakta Das.
Govind, great. Nice to see you and your family there. I saw everyone individually. I saw your daughter, your son, and the kirtan. So nice to raise a family that's attached to Krishna. Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Say hello. Okay. Hi, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Henry.
Henry. Hi, Bo. We missed you, Henry. Hi, Bo.
Thank you.
Okay. Vanshikopa to Vishja, to Pisan to be in the Chopatita.